Ladies and Giga Chads, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and world-renowned pussy connoisseur. I actually couldn't think of a better intro than that. That fucking sucks, but we will go with it. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. If you guys don't know, I also have a YouTube channel with a ton of completely different content to what's on this podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, go check that out. Let's go, baby. I'm going to answer one of my coaching clients' questions. And this guy basically has a really interesting sort of question. So a lot of what I talk about and a lot of my own dynamics with women is that sort of older guy, younger woman dynamic. You know, I'm 34, I'll soon be 35. And a lot of the girls that I date are 18 to, let's say, 25. And a lot of the dynamic that I enjoy, especially that with my girlfriend, Imogen, is a very sort of like mentorship relationship. I will give them life advice. I will teach them things. I will ask how their week is going. If they're struggling with something, I will push them. I will deliberately screen for, and I literally ask women before I even get their phone number, what are your goals in life? Like, what are you looking for? What do you want? So I very much am pushing for that sort of mentorship, older guy, younger woman dynamic. However, this particular coaching client of mine isn't looking for that. He's at a stage where he wants, and he's my age for context, he's 34. He's at a stage where he wants something pretty damn chill with women. He wants to date younger women, roughly 18 to about 25. And he doesn't want that kind of older, younger dynamic. He wants something very casual. He doesn't like the idea that he has to provide for her or be her mentor or that, you know, they're not dating as equals. He finds it kind of a big turnoff if a woman calls him daddy or if she's very focused on the age difference between them. You know, obviously point out the age difference, it does exist, but he doesn't want that to be the sole focus of the relationship. He's looking for something, you know, a little more equal, a little more chill, a little less of that older guy, younger woman dynamic. And so his question to me is basically, how can I screen for women? Or how can I change what I'm doing to sort of go for this type of dynamic or relationship that I want? He's already come up with a few of his own suggestions, which some of these are good ideas. You know, he said maybe instead of them calling me daddy, I can come up with a different nickname that they can call me in the bedroom. Maybe I don't do any sort of financial, you know, I don't give them anything. We just go on cheap dates where we don't spend any money, which by the way is exactly what I do as well. I don't spend any money on dates. I might buy them a drink if I'm feeling generous, but you know, those are his two suggestions. For full context, you know, he's given a bit of context with this question. He says his first relationship was when he was 19 with a woman his age. They were both inexperienced. They both tried a bunch of stuff. He found it very exciting to explore things and learn with her. And he very much felt like he was her equal. He didn't sort of feel pressure to provide her with any life mentoring, any sort of experience or anything, you know, like that. Then he was relationship for most of his 20s. Now at age 34, you know, he's getting laid. He's trying to have sort of the same relationship he had at the start because he himself doesn't have a ton of experience. Although I'd say he's in the stages of, you'd probably call him intermediate at this point. I think he's slept with, I don't know, 20 women. So, you know, that's plenty of women. But he still wants to, he doesn't want to be the sole provider of like mentorship and experience and like that older guy kind of like daddy relationship. You know, like I am. Like people like Caleb Jones, Black Dragon, those kind of people. So his question is, how do I go for that? How do I date younger women as equals without that sort of older, younger dynamic? And a few of you listening here might be astute enough to point out the fact that he's 34 and he's saying he wants to date 18 to 25-year-old women. Your first thought might be, and this was my thought as well, there is going to be an age difference between the two of you. You are going to be more experienced than her. You are literally a decade or, you know, a decade and a half older than her, there is going to be a little bit of that dynamic. And he kind of gets that. He knows that. But he wants to go for a little more like we're equals and it's chill and a little less pressure expectation on himself. One thing that I will point out, having known this guy very well, is a lot of this pressure, and he's obviously listening to this podcast. I'm doing this for him. He's asked me to do this podcast. A lot of the pressure is him putting that on himself. As in, he's focused on, oh man, I don't want to have to be a mentor. I don't want to have to do this daddy dynamic thing. a lot of that is him sort of focusing on that. And we're going to go into that in a second. So maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself here, but to some degree, there is going to be an age difference. You are going to be more experienced if you're literally a decade or a decade and a half older than her. But there are a bunch of things here that I'm going to go through that can push you more in that direction of, you know, that chill kind of independent woman, relaxed kind of dynamic. And that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about finding women that are more independent, like independent women. Black Dragon, Caleb Jones, calls these independent women. Women who kind of have their shit together a little more. They can still be young. There are some young women who have their shit together and are independent. They rely on you a little less. They will see you usually a little less often. Maybe you'll hang out with them once every 2 weeks, you know, once every 3 weeks or so. I've dated quite a few of these women myself. They're not my favorite dynamic. Like, it's not my favorite type of relationship, so I haven't pursued this massively, but I've dated, let's say, I don't know, 20 girls like this in my life, right? Where it's very independent. I didn't need to mentor them. There wasn't that older. Actually, now I think about it, it's probably more like 30, because there's varying degrees of this, but plenty of women like that. So it's definitely possible. And this ties into a greater point. Pretty much anything that you guys want is possible. You just have to figure out a way to get it, or a way to screen for it, a way to look for it, a way to get rid of the people that don't fit that. This doesn't just apply to relationships. This applies to business. This applies to how you want your life to look. If you want your life to be that you sit on the beach and drink mimosas and work 4 hours a week, that's possible. You just have to figure out a way to do that. If you want your life to be, if you want your relationship life to be, you know, similar to what mine is, where you have a girlfriend, you've been with her. I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 years, Imogen. She's absolutely a beautiful human being. And then you go and sleep with girls together in threesomes. That's possible. You just have to figure out a way to get it. If you want your life to be, you travel around the world, you get to go to parties, you get to meet celebrities, that's possible. You just have to figure out a way to get it. If you want to be a multimillionaire, you want $100 million in the fucking bank, that's possible. You just have to figure out how to do it. All of this shit is possible. There is probably nothing that is impossible if you're willing to pay the price and put the effort in. So now we have to have a discussion of how likely is it? Or if it's something, so if it's something very niche, like, let's say you're looking for what my girlfriend Imogen and I are looking for, right? With the girls that we date. They have to be younger than us. They have to be relatively inexperienced. They have to be into BDSM. They have to be bisexual. They have to find my girlfriend attractive. They have to want to see us, you know, more than just a couple of times. We're looking for something a little more ongoing. They have to be very feminine. They have to be very sweet. They have to have goals and a mission. They have to be very intelligent and self-aware. We have a long laundry list of qualities that we look for with the girls that we date. And so because what we're looking for is rather niche, we have to be more patient. And the same sort of thing applies if you were to, let's say you wanted to date only the hottest women possible. That's obviously going to take more effort, more time, more patience than if you were to just sleep with absolutely any girl who would sleep with you, right? It's very easy to have sex. You could have sex tonight if you were willing to sleep with a girl that you were not that attracted to. But if you're going to go for very, very, very hot girls, you might only sleep with a new hot girl once every 2 months, once every 3 months, depending on how high your standards are there, how fussy you are. Imogen and I are very fussy. We usually sleep with a new girl about once every 2 months at this point. Maybe once, it's probably about every 2 months, maybe once a month, once every 2 months. Something like that. The point that I'm getting here is if you're looking for something where you want a younger girl to date, you want to date younger girls, you don't want there to be that sort of relationship dynamic where you're the older guy, she's the younger girl, she asks you for advice and all that. It's entirely possible. Of course it fucking is. But you are going to need to be a little more patient than if you just slept with any 18-year-old and you were completely okay with the fact that she would probably look to you for a little bit of advice. You know, you're the older guy. You're literally a decade and a half older than her. She's going to ask you questions and stuff like that. And so you are going to have to be a little more patient with this, but it's entirely possible. Of course it fucking is. And so we're going to go through a couple of little suggestions here, you know, sort of off the top of my head. I've made some notes here, but we'll sort of freestyle this and some suggestions on what you can do to push more towards that sort of you and I are equals and you're not going to be completely equal. Again, you're a decade and a half older than her. If I were right now was to hang out with a 50-year-old guy, we're not going to be complete equals. but we can be relatively close to it. I've hung out with guys in their 50s and 60s, and I can be, you know, there's obviously an age gap there. There's obviously things that they know that I don't know that I will know by the time I'm 50 or 60. And similarly, I have a couple of friends, really close friends, who are in their 20s. I have one guy who's fucking 21, and he's one of the most mature, wise people that you'll ever meet. There's obviously an age gap between us, but when we hang out, it does feel a little more like, it feels like we're relative equals. I just know some shit that he doesn't know, and he'll figure it out in 5 or 10 years. So I understand the concept of like something more equal. It is entirely possible. I have that with friendships. You know, I've had that with girls in the past. But what you want to do is from the very, very, very start, set the frame as you two being equals, set that from the very beginning. So right from the very start, have the idea in your mind of like, this chick and I are equal. Literally tell yourself, we're equal. You're not going to be perfectly equal again because, you know, you're 14 years, 15 years older than her or whatever, but we're going to be relatively equal. I want us to be equal. I'm only looking for a girl where we're equal. What you're going to find is that most women, especially young women, you know, 18 to 25, 18, maybe 18 to 23, they're always going to go with the flow of whatever you present. So if you present that frame or that expectation, when I say frame, we're talking about an expectation. If you set that expectation of, look, I'm looking for an equal, or I'm looking for an independent woman, or I'm looking for a woman that, you know, kind of has her shit together, and not perfectly, but like, you're not going to come to me and ask me for, you know, mentorship, and we're going to sit down and I'm going to improve your life and stuff. I'm just looking to have sort of a fun, casual, chill, you know, casual sex. We can teach each other some shit in the bedroom, but you don't come to me for mentorship. If you set the expectation that that's what you're looking for, if you present that to her, most women you're going to find will go with the flow. Now, when I say go with the flow, you need to be okay with the fact that, or you need to expect the fact that sometimes they might, you know, they can't read your fucking mind. And so part of girls figuring out what you want, again, especially young women will try and figure out what you want, and they will usually go with that. Part of her figuring out what you want means you either need to directly tell her, I'm looking for an equal, or I want someone where it's like fairly chill, you know, we'll explore in the bedroom and shit like that and keep it casual and chill like that. You need to either directly tell her or just be okay with her, you know, asking a couple of questions and trying to figure it out and trying to get her bearings and work out what it is you actually are giving her or what, you know, your expectations are, what vibes you're putting out. And so there may be a process of her asking you for some advice, asking you for some mentorship, potentially throwing out the word daddy. And I know this guy in particular doesn't like when girls call him daddy. It's a big turnoff for him. And it is for quite a few guys, actually. You have to be okay with the fact that a girl might say, oh, daddy, fuck me. And you just calmly go like, hey, call me this instead. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You don't have to stop in the middle of sex and be like, hey, listen, you can't call me daddy. You know, in the middle of sex, just say like, hey, call me baby. Call me whatever the fuck you want her to call me. Call me fucking, I'm not going to say this guy's name, but just call me my name. Call me this, call me that, call me honey, call me sugar, call me whatever the fuck it is that you want her to call you. You just say that. So you have to be okay with the fact that, or I would push you to be okay with the fact that there may be some discovery there, that she may not know what you want, and she may by default have an idea of like, well, this guy's older, so, you know, I'm 18, I'm 19, I'm 20. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing in life. He's 34. He seems to have his shit together. This guy has a good job, you know, plenty of money, very good style, very attractive at this point. He's super fucking lean, great Tinder pictures, very cool guy, has a lot of friends, has his own apartment. He has his shit together, as most 35-year-old guys do, right? 34. And so an 18-year-old girl may look at you and go, oh, fuck, he has his life together. How do you have your life together? Can you give me some advice? Maybe throw out a little bit of advice, but you know, if she keeps sort of asking, you can just say like, hey, like, you know, I don't want to talk about that stuff. Let's like keep it super chill. And you basically just show her what you're looking for. And so again, just be okay with the fact that most girls may ask questions. And I suspect what might've been happening here to get you to ask this question of me is some girls are probably throwing that shit out to you. They're probably calling you daddy, or they're probably asking for mentorship. And in your mind, you're going like, fuck, here's another girl who wants me to mentor her. No, she just doesn't know any better. And so you will have to, I know you're saying you don't want to mentor, and this is going to be a funny way of phrasing it. You almost have to mentor her that you don't want to mentor her. I've deliberately phrased that in a silly, funny way, but just kind of explain to her, like, look, I'm just looking for something super chill, you know, I got a busy life. I do a bunch of shit, bunch of self-improvement shit, bunch of work shit. When I hang out with a girl, I just want it to be super chill. You can literally just say that. I just want it to be super chill. I'm happy to give you bits of life advice and shit like that. I'm not going to say go fuck yourself if you ask me a question or something, but let's keep it super chill. None of that daddy shit. I want it to just be, a guy and a girl chilling and having a bit of fun. So put those vibes out there. I actually did a fair bit of this myself with my girlfriend, Immy. Yes, I know I mentored her a hell of a lot, a fuck ton, but what I did from the very start is something similar to you and what we're talking about here. Sorry, what I'm suggesting you do, which is I set the expectation that I wanted her to be my equal from the very beginning. Like, I literally expected her to grow up and quickly mature to be on my level. Remember, she was 18 when we met, she was at university, just out of high school, a bit of a train wreck. She'll be the first person to tell you that. And I told her, I expect you to be mature. Like, if you're going to sleep with me, if we're going to see each other more than a couple of times, like, I expect you to get your shit together. Like, you got to get your shit together. I can't really respect you right now. You're a bit of a train wreck. You got to get your shit together. Now, the way I went about that was helping her and mentoring her, but you can do the same thing without the mentorship. You're basically, and you don't have to say, I want you to get your shit together, but you have to basically, or you can basically put out the expectation of like, look, I want you to be mature. I want you to get on my level. Get on my level, kid. And what you're going to find is most girls or a lot of girls will rise to that occasion. If you just put out the expectation of like, I want you to be mature. I want you to be on my level. You don't have to be perfect. You're fucking 18, 19, 20. Of course, I didn't have my shit together back then, but I want you to be my equal. Let's move towards that. Try your best to do that. And you will find most girls will like I said, rise to that equation. Again, yes, I mentored Imogen a lot. If you don't want to do that, think of it more like you're giving little bits of advice to your equal in the same way that you do with your friends, other guys on my forums, other guys in the coaching group. That's not mentoring. That's like you pushing your equal. So again, if a girl comes to you and asks a little bit of advice, you can just be like, oh yeah, just go and do this. I suspect there is sort of a part of you that when girls are asking you for advice or when you see them struggling and you want to give them advice, I suspect there's a part of you that's framing that negatively. You're framing it as like, oh, I have to give her mentorship. This is not the dynamic I wanted. God damn it. Why did I get into another dynamic like this? Instead, to some degree, you can kind of switch that in your brain a little bit, reframe it and say, no, I'm just giving some advice to my equal. I'm just pushing my equal. If I want her to be my equal, and she's only 18, 19, 20, and I'm 34, that's unrealistic in terms of like accomplishments and life goals and stuff like that, right? And so there may need to be a little bit, just a little bit, of you pushing her to be your equal, of you just throwing out a little bit of advice, of you saying like, hey, what are your goals? And she goes, hey, this. And you go, okay, go to the gym, go do that, hurry up. Like, you don't have to sit there, mentor her, get bogged down, but little bits of pushing your equal will help you respect her more, which is what you're ultimately saying here. That's sort of one of the things you're saying here. I want her to be my equal. Tied up intrinsically in that is I want us to respect each other as equals. And equals push each other. You push your friends. You push the other guys in the coaching group. So push her just a little bit. But I get from your point of view, you don't want to sit there and mentor her, but just push a tiny, tiny, tiny bit when it comes up. As for the different nicknames in bed, as I said, tell her if a girl ever does say daddy, calls you daddy, don't make it a big deal. It's really not. And you know it's not. I've spoken to this guy privately and, he said that. He's like, I just want to know what else they can call me. Baby, honey, sugar. I think baby's probably the best one, honestly. Baby, babe, honey, any of those kind of ones. Because those are more like equal. That's what people in relationships call. My girlfriend, Imogen, she used to call me daddy for the longest time. She still does every now and then, but these days she'll call me baby. Why? Because she's now more like my equal, right? 4 years of this relationship, she's very much my equal. She definitely rose to the occasion. I very much see her as my equal, and she's just naturally started calling me baby because daddy doesn't feel as... She likes it during sex, and she will call me that during sex, but it doesn't feel as appropriate all the time. So she calls me baby more. So baby is probably a good substitute, or honey, sugar, whatever the fuck it is. Like, go and Google pet names or bedroom, like literally type in pet names. It'll probably actually come up with a bunch of names for dogs and cats, won't it? But, pet names, cute names, sweet names, romantic names, whatever the fuck, and just go through the list. I suspect you'll probably end up with something like baby. If the girl, like I said, does call you daddy, don't make it a big deal of it. Just say, hey, I'm not really into the daddy thing. You know, call me baby instead, or you come up with a different nickname you want to call me. Don't make it a big thing. Another thing that I'm going to point out is something similar to what I said before, that a lot of girls are going to, by default, assume that you will give them bits of advice since you're literally 10 or 15 years older than them, like I said before. All you really need to do is sort of, when they have that default expectation, you just say like, no, I'm looking for someone, you know, my equal, or someone casual, or something chill, or, you know, someone who's more independent. I'm looking for a chick to be more like my equal. You can literally say that. You can literally say, I'm looking for a girl to be more like my equal. You would say that on the first date. Eventually, you will probably start saying that over text, like literally, and screen for it earlier. Again, girls are very much like water. Whatever expectations you have for the relationship, they're going to kind of go with the flow. You know, they'll morph and become what you want. Less so with older women, women who are, you know, getting towards 30, and definitely women in their 30s. They know what they want for the most part, and so they're less going with the flow. But we're talking about younger women here. Younger women tend to go with the flow almost all the time. So if you make it clear, I want us to be equals, you're going to find a lot of them will quickly adapt and rise to that occasion. Another thing I'll say is be patient with them not quite knowing what that means. And with every new girl, it's probably a process of, you know, you want her to be your equal. You want it to be pretty casual and chill. You want it to be two people just exploring sex together rather than you having to mentor her and her calling you daddy and all that. But just understand that, again, there's a process of discovery, and that process of discovery isn't just once and done. Like 3 months into a casual relationship, she might ask you for some mentorship or something, and you feel like, I want to give her the advice. I'll give her a little bit, but I don't want to sit there and mentor her. Just explain that to her in the moment. So my point is, it's not like you have one conversation and say, hey, I want us to be equals. And she's like, sure, I know exactly what that means, and I'm going to get it perfect for the rest of our casual relationship. And again, this guy knows that. This guy's very sort of empathetic and chill. And most of these questions are, I hope that I'm presenting it as he's asking for more sort of information rather than he's sitting there stressing about like, oh my God, I don't want to mentor anyone. Oh, I don't want to ever give anyone any advice. No, it's more about the dynamic of the relationship. He's looking for something more chill, more casual, less of that sort of daddy, baby girl relationship, and more like, you know, two people just coming together, having some fun sex. She happens to be younger. He happens to be older. Groovy. Another thing I'll say is, to a large extent, if you keep it fairly casual, it's probably going to be like that anyway. It's not like you're sitting there and hanging out after sex and going on a big walk and, you know, sitting down and saying, hey, tell me your hopes and dreams. You can do that shit if you want to, by the way. But I'm saying this guy in particular is at a stage in his life where he's dating relatively casually. He wants to get some sexual experience. And so because you're keeping it casual, this isn't going to be that big of a problem anyway. I suspect, again, a lot of this is the way you're framing it in your mind. You're saying, oh my God, she wants me to be a mentor, instead of taking a step back and going, nah, she just wants a little bit of advice. I can give her some advice. That's fine. Like, and then also setting that expectation, literally telling her, hey, I want us to be equals. So I think those two, the reframing and not freaking out so much if a girl does ask for advice or does call you daddy, I think that, and then the setting the expectations early on of like, I want us to be equal, I think those two things will be game changers. Along with that, with me saying, you know, girls might go through this process of discovery where they don't know what you want at first until, you know, either they push up against your boundaries or you tell her directly. Like, there's a process of figuring it out there. There is with every single relationship. You're both at the start trying to figure out what the dynamic is. And most girls, like I said, will look to the man for cues. Like, is he going to be super dominant? Are we going to be more equal? Is he going to be an older guy like a daddy and I'm going to be his like fucking young mentor baby girl? They will sort of look to you for cues. And so if at first a girl seems to want that sort of older mentor, younger girl dynamic, I wouldn't suggest dismissing her immediately unless she literally says the only type of dynamic I want is a daddy baby girl relationship. Fine. You can probably dismiss that girl. But if she seems to just fall into it by default, I wouldn't immediately dismiss her. A lot of girls can, like I said, will go with the flow. And if you sit down and explain, hey, look, I want something pretty casual, pretty chill. You know, I want us to be more like equals. I get that you're younger than me. So, you know, I don't expect you to act like a 34-year-old woman or something. That's insane. But, you know, I want us to be pretty chill. And I don't want to like mentor and daddy shit. I don't really like the older guy, younger girl dynamic. I want us to chill a bit more and kind of forget about the age thing. you might have that conversation with a lot of girls and they'll go, oh, okay, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, sure, I can do that. Cool. Thanks. Thanks for telling me. So don't dismiss girls immediately without even trying is what I'm saying here. And you might have to try a couple of times. Obviously, don't sit there and try for 10 weeks or 10 months or something. Yeah, that's you trying too long. But you might be surprised by how quickly girls will rise to the occasion and become more like your equal and your peer. Again, Imogen did it. Yes, I mentored her to get there, but you can do it by just sort of suggesting, I want you to be more equal. I want you to be more like my peer. I didn't have to mentor Imogen. And I don't have a time machine to go back in time and see what would have happened, but I strongly fucking suspect if I had just said to her, in order for you to date me long-term, I need you to be more like my equal. I need you to mature more. I need you to, you know, get your shit together, get your mental health together, lose some weight, do all that stuff, get some hobbies, you know, find your goals, find your passion. I need you to do all that stuff. I strongly suggest if I just said that to her and didn't mentor her, she would have done it. Because what evidence do I have for that? A lot of the goals that I pushed her with, I didn't really do much, especially not at the start. Losing weight, I did fuck all for her to lose. I literally just said, yeah, if you want to lose weight, go lose weight. And then she did. In terms of quitting alcohol, I just said, no, you need to stop drinking this much. It's not healthy for you. And she just fucking did. In terms of things like, hey, you need to figure out your passion. I had like one conversation with her about how she wasn't happy at university. And if she doesn't like university, why is she going? And then she dropped out like 3 weeks later or a month later or whatever it was. She took time off a month later and then she eventually dropped out. So a lot of the stuff that I, you know, quote, mentored her with, I didn't really mentor her. I literally just said like, yeah, if you want that, go do that. Or I would like you to be more like my equal. And so there would be plenty of girls like that where if you just say, hey, I'd like this to be casual and chill. I'd like you to be more like my equal. You're going to find a lot of girls will go, yeah, fuck yeah, I can do that. Sure. He's 34. He's mature. I'm only 18. All right, I got to bridge that gap a little bit. Okay, I'm gonna get my shit together just a little bit. Again, she's not going to act like a 34-year-old woman when she's 18. That's unrealistic and unfair. But you'll find that a lot of girls will step up to the plate and keep things more casual and chill. Screening for independent girls also helps, as in finding girls who have their own shit going on. And so Imogen was one of those girls, by the way. She had a fuck ton of friends, like an enormous amount of friends, an enormous amount of hobbies, like 5 nights a week she was doing something between like 4 different sports that she played and seeing friends and shit. She was always fucking busy. She had a lot of her own shit going on. And those are the kind of girls that you're looking for. And part of the way you can do that is by asking either on Tinder or over text or on the first date if you want to, but I suggest doing it earlier, literally asking like, you know, what do you do with your time? What are your goals? What do you like to do for fun? You know, how do you spend your days? Any of these kind of questions. What's your mission in life? What are your goals? Asking those sort of questions. And when you get the girls who say like, oh, okay, here's my mission. I'm currently, you know, doing this, or I'm going through university. As soon as I finish, I'm going to do this and this and this. Or for the hobbies one, they say, yep, so I play these 3 different sports. I'm doing this. When you get those answers, as in a girl who's very busy and very driven, those are the girls who are a lot more independent. And those are the girls who are going to expect you to mentor them less. Or they might expect you to mentor them. But as soon as you say like, look, I don't want to mentor, they were like, yeah, that's fine. I would like your mentorship. But if you're not going to give it to me, I don't give a shit. Like, I got all this other shit going on. I don't need you. I'm independent. I like you. I want you, but I don't need you. So you're screening more for those independent girls rather than the sort of clingy or easily attached girls who have less going on. And when you have less going on in your life, you're going to be more attached or more easily attached. Those are the kind of girls who will expect you or who would attach more and want you to mentor them or look after them. So finding independent girls who have their own shit, that's a great way to go about it. Again, Caleb Jones talks about how to find independent women. He likes those women. He loves independent women because he's busy and he travels a lot and he does. From what he said, his wife is very independent and they both like that. They're both living apart right now. By the time this podcast comes out, they might be, you know, living together again, but they live in different countries and shit. They both have their own independent lives. So he has plenty of information on how to find independent women, but really it's just screening for it. Like I said, just asking those questions that suggest to you that she's more independent. She has her own shit going on. She has goals or dreams that she's going for, or she has a bunch of friends. And girls who have a bunch of friends don't need you to mentor them. Literally. If she says, And that's another way to screen for it. Just say like, you know, how often do you hang out with your friends? Or like, what do you do during your week? And she's like, oh, I hang out with my friends like 5 times a week, 6 days a week. Okay. Well, then you're probably not going to need my mentorship because you have your fucking friends. Versus a girl who has like 1 or 2 friends that she sees almost never. Yeah, she's more likely to get clingy and attached and need you and call you daddy and all of that kind of stuff. Self-esteem, we can also talk about that, but that's kind of playing into the same sort of thing. Girls with higher self-esteem tend to need your mentorship less or tend to want to call you daddy and need you and require you and all of that less. So girls with lower self-esteem are probably ones that you can avoid. And that's not completely black and white. It's not like a girl with low self-esteem. No, she's out of the picture and a high self-esteem girl is perfect for what you're looking for. No, but there is sort of some correlation there. I would also suggest that you stop even or think about it a little less, maybe even stop thinking about like, how do I avoid this mentorship dynamic? How do I avoid this like daddy dynamic? When you're focused on something you don't want, we get what we hold in mind. And so if you're holding in your mind, oh, mentorship, oh, daddy, oh, I don't want that shit, you're almost like bringing it into the world because it's all you're fucking focusing on. Versus if you take it out of your mind, completely out of your mind, literally pretend it doesn't exist, focus only on what you want, which is equal relationship, equal, 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 equal. Now everything in your brain is saying equal, equal, casual, chill, independent, you know, has her own life going on. Will rise to the occasion when I tell her to be independent and equal. Like all that shit is in your mind. Now that's what you're going to get because that's what you're putting out. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're focusing on. It's easier for you to say that shit because it's literally right on the tip of your tongue because you're thinking about it. So pretend that the concept of mentorship dynamic and daddy dynamic and older man, younger woman dynamic, pretend that doesn't exist. It literally doesn't exist. And that's going to stop you neurotically overanalyzing. And I know you're not a neurotic guy, but this guy's not a neurotic guy, but that's going to stop you sort of overanalyzing. Oh my God, are we falling into a daddy dynamic? Is this a mentorship dynamic? No, put it out of your mind. It doesn't exist. All that exists is what you want. And this is a greater point for all of you listening. Whenever you want something, obsess about that. Do not think about what you don't want because that's just taking up time and mental energy and space in your brain. It is clogging your brain. Instead, focus on the shit you want. If you want to make a ton of money, don't sit there and go, oh my God, I'm afraid I'm going to get poor. Oh my God, what if I'm homeless? No, oh my God. No, because it's hard to act from a place of fear. You're not empowered. You're sitting there scared. When you're scared, are you as powerful? Do you act as readily? Are you as courageous as when there's no fear? Stop and ask yourself that question. When I'm afraid, do I have as much courage or do I take as much action as when I'm not afraid? No, of course not. It's a rhetorical fucking question. And so don't focus on what you don't want because all that does is pull you down into a state of fear, worry, anxiety. Oh my God, I don't want this. No, no, no. Focus on what you fucking want and then you're feeling empowered. You're feeling hopeful. You're feeling optimistic. You're feeling fired up. You're feeling like you're ready to fucking go. That's why the vast majority of my podcasts, I don't talk about things that are too negative. Every now and then I will, sure, but I throw in a positive thing there. I want you guys to focus on the positives and the same here with this guy wanting that equal relationship. Don't even think about the daddy shit. Don't think about any of that. Focus on what you want. Focus on having fun with her. Focus on the type of dynamic you like, you know, two equals. Don't think of mentorship. It doesn't even exist as a concept. I'm going to bring it all back to the thing that I said at the very start, which is to some extent, you are going to have to accept that you're older than these women that you're dating. You're older by like, you know, 10 to 15 years. So naturally, you will be the older guy. You were a complete fucking dumbass when you were 18 to 25. So was I. So was all of us. So you have to kind of give a little bit of leniency if some of these girls aren't super wise or super worldly or exactly your equal. And I think you get that. I think you get that. Again, I understand that the intent of your question was, I don't want to have the age difference be the defining factor in our relationship. And so do what I said. Stop obsessing about it. Stop thinking about it. The age difference doesn't even exist. And this is where I'm at. I know I have that sort of mentorship, daddy dynamic with my girls, but that feels more like a sexual thing. When I date the women or when we date the women that we're dating, I'm not even cognizant of the age difference. Literally. I know that might sound like a strange thing for me to say when I like the older guy, younger woman dynamic, but I'm not thinking about it. I'm too busy in the actual dynamic of what I like. I'm too busy in the sex. I'm too busy in the BDSM. I'm too busy in literally kissing her. I'm too busy in watching her kiss Imogen. I'm too busy in listening to her answer the questions while we're sitting on the date and making small talk. And I'm too busy looking into her eyes. I'm too busy doing all of that shit. I don't even realize that there's an age difference. Like, it's literally not in my brain. With most of the girls that I've dated recently, or that we've dated recently, I couldn't even tell you what age they are. Like, literally. Again, I know that sounds strange. I remember their age when I first start talking to them on Tinder, but even Imogen will say, hey, how old is she again? And I'll be like, I don't know, like 18, 19, 20, something like that. I'm not focused on the age. I'm focused on what I want, which is the dynamic. And so you need to do the same thing. Stop obsessing about like the age difference. Don't even think about it. Stop thinking about her age. And any girls that bring up the age difference, yeah, you can probably screen them out. If a girl says like, oh, how old are you? And you're like 34 and she's like, oh, then maybe, you know, if it's a casual question, fine. But if she's like focused on it, if she's clearly, oh, well, that's like 14 years older than us, screen her out. Just say like, hey, you know, I'm looking for a girl that probably won't, you know, have to be like mad triggered by it if she brings up the age, but it is sort of an indication that she's upset, she's focused on that. Maybe you can say a throwaway line like, yeah, who gives a shit about the age? Do you really care? And she'll be like, no, I guess I don't. Cool, done. But if she's focused on it and she seems to really care and she brings it up a couple of times or she doesn't seem to be able to get past that point, immediately just say, hey, you know, looks like we're looking for different things. I want a girl that doesn't even give a shit about the age. So there's that as well. Don't focus on the age. Don't even think about the age. I literally don't know the age of most of the girls that I date. Why would I? I know their name. I know their hobbies. I know their passion. I know who they are as a person. I know what fires them up. I know their likes and dislikes. The age doesn't fucking matter. Age is such a retarded concept given it's useful for something, sure. But I've met so many 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who are the most mature people I'll ever meet. And I've met so many fucking retards who are in their 50s. I mean, the last 2 years, without naming the specific events and all that, but over the last 2 years, how many people have just acted like fucking children? How many people in their 50s or 60s have run around fearful of everything the television tells them to be fearful of, acting literally like a child? And then some of the most mature people that I've seen, Imogen's brother is one of them that I can think of, some of the most mature people that I've you know, met who are 18, you know, really fucking young and have their shit together. So age isn't everything. Don't even think about the age. Screen for girls who want to be your equal, you know, or close enough to it, sort of keeping in mind that there is an actual age difference there. Make it clear what you want. You know, screen out the girls who don't want that. Don't worry if it comes up, if daddy shit comes up. It's okay. Just get them to call you baby. I will leave it there. That should be enough for you to work with. But yeah, this is entirely possible. It will just require a little bit of reframing and not, you know, worrying if they call you daddy. A little bit of expectations and pushing them in that direction and telling them literally what you want and pushing them towards that. And a little bit of patience with some of the girls that might bring it up once or twice. You can still work with that. You know, if they bring up, oh, I want you to give me some mentorship, you can work with that. Show them what you want. Push them more in that independent direction. And obviously screen for the independent girls. I would be doing that on text or on Tinder, literally saying like, what do you like to do for fun? What are your goals in life? Those are two questions that I ask every girl now, literally every girl. And if she gives you a bad answer or a lame answer like, haha, nothing really. Okay, that might be a girl. It doesn't completely screen her out, or it's up to you if that completely screens her out, but it might be a girl who's a little more likely to want you to look after her, or to look, she's going to look for you for entertainment, or she's less likely to be independent and more likely to be a little easily attached. So I'll wrap it up there. Guys, we'll leave links in the description to my coaching and shit like that. If you want coaching, this guy's a coaching client of mine. Links in the description below to that. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, different content over there. And as always, you lovely fucking gentlemen, go out and crush your damn goals.